This is Dave Jones with the Inside Track. We're at Donaldson today, Pitside Parts open house. Going to be up here this afternoon talking with a few drivers. Got a chance to talk with four-cylinder Wild Thing driver Bill Mitchell. Bill, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks, Dave.
Well, I know you didn't have – kind of had a tough season last year. Seemed like, sometimes as racers go, you have a season that you have luck on your side and things go well, and the next season is not so much that way, and a guy doesn't always know why. But you had a little bit of a tough season, didn't you?
Yeah, we started out pretty good, but we were having a lot of motor issues last year, and we were trying to keep two cars running. We had pretty good luck with my girlfriend's car. We kept that running pretty good. She did all right, and it was just tough with the motor issues, and we had a lot of fun, though. We run a lot more tracks last year, different races. I mean, we still ended up with a couple of wins, had a couple of hard luck while leading down in Quincy a couple of times and taking the white flag and lost a tire both times, and it was just a tough year all around.
How do you feel how was the competition compared to what it's been the last few years? About the same, or do you think are guys out there stepping it up, or do you think does it take more to win in the Wild Thing class than it did a couple of years ago, or do you feel like it's about the same?
Last year there was a upper group, and then you always have your mid-pack cars, and there was a few more in the upper pack last year, and it was, you know, there was a top five, pretty much it was about the same top five cars every week, and we were running with a couple more cars here at Lee County Speedway that really were packing the horsepower last year, and just guys were starting to do their homework, and with the new IMCA rules coming in, maybe it'll equal out the playing field a little bit more, I think. I think that's what Dwayne's looking for this year. I would just, want to just have some good, clean fun. It's going to cost a few more money for us this year with having to buy receivers and, buying a license and stuff. But it's all for safety. And we went to Boone last year for the first time, myself and Chuck Bollenkamp. And I didn't race my car. I was having motor issues again, but, that Boone experience was just unreal for four-cylinders. I mean, where else can you start 3 wide and 10 deep in a four-cylinder race? And it was good, good, clean racing there, and it was fun.
That had been a good experience for you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if anything, we both learned there what to do and what we had to do, and, it was just a guessing game when we went there because we never run that kind of configuration on the track, and it was just good wide quarter mile track, and we had fun.
What do you think with this new changes in the rules in the four cylinder class for this season's Lee County Speedway? How do you think that'll affect car count? You think it'll be just about the same, or maybe even more?
I think we're going to be about the same because we're like probably the one of the three tracks in the state that averaged 15, 20 cars a night on a regular basis compared to some of the other tracks. I think it's because of the facility. It's a good place to race. And the competition, I think it's going to be – the IMCA did some tweaking on their rules. They changed the tire rule a little bit, which is the same tire rule we ran for 2011 at Lee County Speedway. So it's not much of a change for us. And, it just – to some of these tires for these four-cylinders were getting out of hand. Guys were, spending $100, $150 for a street tire. And it just, that's you blow it one night and you're just out, and a lot of guys can't afford that kind of stuff.
Kind of give us an idea, somebody that's not real familiar with the Wild Things, what all, let's say you picked up a car this afternoon, went out there and found a Nissan and bought you a car, what all is going to have to be done? I know you can't tell us the secret parts, but tell us what all is going to have to be done to get that thing ready to go racing.
Well, first thing you got to do is you pretty much gut the car completely. Take everything out of it, all the plastic, the seats, carpet, everything, the glass, get everything out, and all your headlights and everything that you basically just want a shell with a motor and a transmission in it. And then you can buy cage kits through one of the racing racing places, or you can have a guy build you a cage. And IMCA requires you to have a 6-point cage now it's 4-post with kickers. So, I mean, it's all about the safety in these because we're doing a lot of things with these cars that they're not designed to be doing what we're doing with them. And, they're designed to go around on asphalt and on the street. And
like they say, they're not really race cars. They're cars that you make it, they go racing.
That's right. We're, you know, this is supposed to be a fun class, and you know, it's just it gets a little challenging at times. Just, you know, a lot of it is just you know, playing with tire sizes and just figuring out, you know, where your RPM band is in a motor. But yeah, back to the it. You got to get your helmet and your fire suit. You're usually your first year is going to be your most expensive with buying all your safety equipment. And it's just, but once you get into it and, you know, if you can, you get a car trailer and all that stuff. And it's usually a nice, fun group of guys that we race with. And it's, you know, we're friends before we race, and you might get a little grumpy on the racetrack, but then afterwards it's usually friends after you get done racing.
Now, like the roll cage kits that you were talking about, is that something, is that available through Pitside Parts, or can he get that kind of stuff, or do you know?
I think you got to go through, like, Performance Bodies, and there's a company, I think, in Des Moines that builds, that makes them, too. A lot of it, it's a generic for, like, say, your Neons and your Cavaliers and the Probes, where everybody's been running them for a lot, you know. The dimensions are all there, and if you get in, say, a different type of, like, a Honda, you know, they you got to get little different dimensions of the inside the car. And the guy that builds our cages is Chuck Mullenkamp, and we build them specific to each car. It's they're phenomenal cages. I mean, they're stout. I've rolled a car with one of his, and his cage is in there, and they held up. We pounded the dents back out and raced it the following night, so it's a good stout cage.
Who are you going to have for sponsor this year on your car, do you know?
We have our main sponsor, Sunline Auto Parts, out of Cedar Rapids, and we picked up a few more this year. The Swamp Frog out of Cahokia, Missouri, Cahokia Glass, and they're longtime racers, Tinney and TJ Sammons, and Cahokia Bowl, and Wentz Construction out of Cahokia. Along with, we've got our charity sponsor again this year, Drive to End Hunger, through AARP. And we might be doing a little promotional later on in the season with them. We haven't quite decided yet what we're doing with them. And, Jennings Tire out of Mount Pleasant. Can't forget Bob. There's always a story when you go in there to get a tire changed. Oh, and John's Food and Center out of Farmington. He's helped us out a lot last year. He sponsored a few races at Memphis for Brandon last year and stuff. But should be a good year this year.
Well, Bill, thanks for talking with us for a few minutes, and looking forward to seeing you out there racing this season.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.